Okay, today is Daf Ayin. We are on Daf Ayin, second line from the top. So the Mishnah again was discussing what the Kohen Gadol's reading from the Sefer Torah, and he had read from the Parshas of Achrimos, and then he rolls the Sefer Torah. He reads and then reads the Pasuk in Emor, and he rolls the Sefer Torah. He reads from the Parshas in Pinchas, but he reads from the Parshas in Pinchas out loud. I mean, by heart, and then he says Yosem Rimasha Karasi Lifnechem Kasukan. More than what's in here. And what I read before you is here. V'kokach lama. Why do you need to do all this? What's the concern that he has to say this? So the Gemara says, Kedei shelo lahotzi la'az al Sefer Torah. To not make any, you know, bad impressions about the Sefer Torah, to have any rumors about the Sefer Torah. Rashi says that means, Kesheroin osin korin, it's the second, third line in Rashi. Kesheroin oso kora parsha shlishis al peh. When they see him read the third parsha, the third thing by heart, you svurim, Sefer Torah chaser also parsha. They might think that the Sefer Torah is missing that parsha, because why else would he not read it about Peh? Why else would he read it about Peh? Well, the reason is because he's not allowed to roll it. But he wouldn't. Why would he read it about Peh? They would. Somebody might think that it's missing. So he says nothing's missing. I'm just doing it for other reasons. Tosfos Yeshayahu asks, how is he reading about Peh? Don't we have a rule, right? Don't we have a rule that the Gemara Gittin says in Daf Samach Aleph that Dvar Mishabichsav, things that are written, Iyata Rashai Laomram Baal Peh, things that are written, you're not allowed to say them Baal Peh. So how is he reading this Baal Peh? So Tosfos Yeshayahu gives a few answers. First, he answers that this din, that you're not allowed to read something about Peh, it's only din lechatchila, b'diavad you're allowed to, and in this certain situation, this is a b'diavad situation, because of all the people there and the tircha that's going to be there, so he reads it about Peh. That's one answer that they give. He quotes the Riva that says that this Kriya specifically doesn't have an Isser, because this is part of the Seder Hayom. Yeah, you're right, normally you cannot read Baal Peh. There's a halachah Moshe Mitzrayim about the Seder Hayom, how the day works. This is how the day works. During the day of Yom Kippur, he reads a certain part of Baal Peh. That's how it works. And then he quotes another answer, the Ritva says that the only time you say that the Kriya is not allowed to be Baal Peh is when you're being motzi the tzibur, your day some sort of chov. So if you're motzi the tzibur, your day chov of the Megillah, you're the regular chiyuv of the Kriya Satorah, that has to be from the Ksav, can't be Baal Peh. Here, he's not being motzei, this is his obligation, it's only on him, so therefore it might not be a problem. So obviously it's a question, if you have three different answers, they have to figure out why they're arguing with each other, but that's a question Tosfos Yeshayahu, three answers on Tosfos Yeshayahu.
Michael, do any of them before Tim comment on contrast between the Kohen Gadol here being able to lane by heart, and in the first parak we were saying that, you know, he had the Torah read to him because he couldn't read it himself.
Could be, have to look it up, I don't know. Okay, so Be'esor... So he reads the parsha in Chumash Pekudim, which is Numbers, which is Sefer Bamidbar. He reads the parsha of by heart. Va'amai, so why does he have to read it by heart? Niglo v'nikre, let him roll the Sefer Torah and read it. Why do you have to read it by heart? Just take the time, roll it, and read it. Because Amar Afun, the Brady of Yeshua, Amar of Sheshes, Lefisha ain't goal in the Sefer Torah with Tzibur, Mikikabra Tzibur. It's the idea of Tirchah Tzibur. You don't roll the Sefer Torah, you can't have... You can't have downtime, right? You can't have too much downtime in Shul. You have to have people participating. When there's downtime, this is the quorum probably, you know, goes down a little bit. So it's not Kavlat Sivor to be rolled in the Sefer Torah. So therefore, you don't roll it. You read about Peh. Mar says, okay, fine. So take out a second Sefer Torah. V'naisi Achrina, take out another Sefer Torah, right? So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar. No, you don't want to take a Sefer Torah, because you're concerned if you take the second Sefer Torah, people might think there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. All right? Rashi says, Mishum Pekamo, Shelo Yom Rechaserhu. I think that maybe it's possible, there's something wrong with it. That's what Rashi says. The Tosfos was Rashi.
Nobody thinks if you have two Sefer Torah out.
Well, we do it differently now. This is back then. Okay, we'll see the next in a moment also. Right? Tosfos Rush says that why would they be choshesh that? Similar to what you're saying, the Kohen Gadol had already said Yosem Rimash Yishpo Mishmo Karasi Yishpo. He already explained to them that. So he said they say so they know it's not chaser. So and it, also then there should be Shalolah Hotzilaz. So they explained that their concern is not that it's not that something was missing. The concern that people might think that there's actual like a puzzle, like the words are rubbed out. It's an actual soul in the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says. Mishum Kabbash Rishon. Reish Lakish gives another reason. Mishum Bracha She'ena Tzricha. Because if you take out a second Sefer Torah, you have to make another Birchas HaTorah. You have to make these brachas again. And you don't need to make these brachas again. There's no obligation to. We have it differently now. We have it that everybody makes their own bracha. So this whole thing of bracha shein tzricha, in those days, remember, only one person, you make the bracha in the beginning, and you go right through. So here, now everyone makes their own bracha. So it's different. And when we take a second Sefer Torah, it's easier when it's just on once a second Sefer Torah, because then you have a Kaddish in between, and you have a Hefsek. And then you can make another bracha. But now, Mark, quote, a quote case now, where you have three Sefer Torah, so between number two and number three is usually not a Hefsek. It's usually not a Kaddish. What?
Yeah,
no. Right. So maybe it's a Hagla, maybe that makes a difference. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Umichashin lepgama, do really choshish for pgam? Or really choshish if you take another Sefer Torah, people will be concerned that it's a pgam, right? So the Gemara says, "Vahamar of Yitzchak Nafcha, or Yitzchak Nafcha said, Rosh Chodesh Tevis." Okay, it happens often. You have Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Shechalos v'Shabbos. So it's Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. One of the times you take out three Sefer Torah. Mevi'in, you take out Shalosh Toros, three Toros. Bikorin Achas Binyano Shalom. One of them you read the Parsha Shavuah. Usually Mikates. Achas Shal Rosh Chodesh. One you read the Parsha, you read Rosh Chodesh. Right? You read the Achas Shal Chanukah. And one you read Chanukah. You make taking out three Sefer Torah. So why over here, we say aloud to, why don't we say that we're concerned about Pgam? Right? But it's possible. I think also there's a lot of rolling going on here, which is a problem also. So the Gemara said, but why are you taking out three Sefer Torah? Maybe you should read about Peh. So the Gemara says, no, Tlasa Gavri, but Tlasa Sifra, Lekha Pgama. It's very different. There, it's three different people. You know, once person A is reading from Sefer Torah A, person B is reading from Sefer Torah B, person C is reading from Sefer Torah C. So we know they're not reading another Sefer Torah because of Pgam. They're reading it from another Sefer Torah because another person now has the obligation to get to say it, and they make another bracha. So for us, it makes no difference because we're making the brachas each time we get an aliyah.
I don't understand why if the rabbis, for example, can say that if you're wearing a talis katan, you don't have to make a bracha because you're going to make it on your talis gadol. They have the ability to say you have in mind what you're going to do there.
Right.
So why can't they do that for a Sefer Torah as well? That when they say the first one, you have in mind to do the second.
I'm not sure. Okay. The Gemara then says, Tlasa Gavra, Tlasa Sefer Torah, Lekha Pagama, but Bechad Gavra, with one person, Shrei Sifre, Ipaka Gama. Because here we're concerned what other people think, not what the person has in mind. It's what the other people are going to think. The other people are going to think that there's a Pagam, so it doesn't make a difference what Kavani you have. Here, it's Shrei Sifre Torah, people might think that maybe the reason why with one person now we're taking out a Sefer Torah, the crowd's going to say, oh, the reason why we're taking out another Sefer Torah is because that there's a pagam in the first Sefer Torah. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, number one, we're not going to roll it because of the Tirchol Tzibura, and we're not going to take in another Sefer Torah for him to read it because we don't want people to make a motzi laz on the first Sefer Torah. And you just make an announcement, and then be done with it. But okay.
Take it to at the beginning.
Right. The Mishnah says, is Mivarech Alei Shmona Brachos. He makes eight brachos. Right? The Mishnah had actually listed nine, which was one of the brachas, there's the Al Yerushalayim here, the Brisa mentions eight and takes out the extra one in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, one of the brachas, Ala Torah, makes a bracha Ala Torah, which is Kedarach Shem Avarchim, or Pesach Knesset, that's a bracha when you make an Aliyah. Ala Avodah, which is Ritzei, Ala Hoda'ah, which is Modim, Amachilas Avon, Mabchol Avonoseinu, Ketikna, great, like we say in the Tefillah, V'Ala Mikdash, you make a bracha, Bal Mikdash Ba'atz B'chnei Atzma, bracha on the Beis HaMikdash, Vala Kohanim Bnei Atzma, a bracha on the Kohanim, Vala Yisrael Bnei Atzma, a bracha on the Yisraelim, simply that Levim, right? And then you make one bracha, Al Shar Tvila. Make a bracha, Al Shar Tvila. What's Shar Tvila? The Gemara asks, Tan Rabban on the Shar Tvila, what's that bracha? The bracha is as follows, Rina Tchino Bakasha, you know, this type of prayer, and Tchino and beseeching, Mil Fanecha, before you, Alamcha Yisrael, Tzvichan Yivashaya, beseeching before you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, to save Am Yisrael, we need your help. The chosim, and the finishing bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Shomeya Tefillah. Then the Gemara brings something which is sort of a non sequitur. The Gemara says Ve'achakach, and after, I'm not sure if after means after the Kohen reads or after you get the Avodah, he says Kol Echa V'Echa Mevi Sefer Torah Ribeso. Everyone seems to go home, bring the Sefer Torah from their house, come back V'Korevo Kedei L'Haros Chazuso, to show the beauty of the Sefer Torah that they have in the house, L'Ravim, to show everybody their beauty. So first of all, how are they bringing it back? You know, like Harry. So Rashi right away says, where is Rashi? He says, L'haros chazos l'rabim, l'haros no yishol sefer Torah, but zekeh v'aveyu. And he says, U'me erev yom ha-kippurim yivu sham. They brought him there on Erev Yom Kippur. They brought the talis to show before. They brought the little Sifrei Torah, and they put him in some place. And then when it came time, everyone took out the Sifrei Torah. So it's strange, like, what's going on? I thought maybe what's going on is because Yom Kippur, we always talk about Yom Kippur also is the motif of Kapara, but Yom Kippur is also Matan Torah. Yom Kippur is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchos. So maybe there's just an idea, besides, you know, all the Kapara that's going on, is to just commemorate the re-giving of the Torah on Yom Kippur, but everyone bringing out their Svarim and bringing out their Torah to celebrate with that as well. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Haroi Kohen Gadol, the one who sees the Kohen Gadol when he's reading from the Sefer Torah, would not be able to go and see the par and the soyer that are being burnt in the Beis HaSreifa, not because you're not allowed to, because it was happening simultaneously. You couldn't be at two places at once. They didn't have the closed circuit TV, probably Yasser and Yonsef anyway. So they couldn't be in one place. You couldn't be in two places at the same time. So the Gemara says, well, Pshita, it's Pashut, and the Mishnah says you can go from one to the other. So the Gemara says it's Pshita. What's the big deal? Why would you think that you couldn't go from here to there to watch that? Why does the Gemara say it's okay to go from one to the other? So the Gemara says, Ma'u de Tema, you might have thought, Kid the Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish holds elsewhere, Dam Reish Lakish, Ein Ma'bin Al Mitzvah. So you can't bypass mitzvahs. If you're in the middle of one mitzvah, you can't leave and go somewhere else. So maybe you would think, if you're already here watching the Kohen Gadol, you can't then say, oh, and then run out, you know, to the 18th green to watch the guy to do the other thing. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. The Gemara says, my mitzvah, what's the mitzvah here? The mitzvah is Barovam Hadras Melech, that you're taking people away from one and moving them to the other. Gemara says, Kamash Malan, no, that's not a problem. Kamash Malan, that's not an issue of Eim Avir no mitzvah, as Rashi points out, because you're not involved in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is being done by the Kohen. You're just a spectator. You're going to leave and there's going to be less people. There's still throngs of people there. So you're going to go, if you want to go and see the other thing, so you run out and can see the other thing. It's not considered that you're passing over a mitzvah. Okay. Get to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah now is going to contend with, and the Gemara, the ensuing Gemara, is going to contend with the remaining of the Avodah during the day. Now, there's certain Avodos during the day of Yom Kippur where the Psukim and the Mishnayos, it's unclear as where they're done. We know for sure that the Kohen Gadol goes to Mikvah five times on Kohen Gadol, and he switches his clothing five times. He starts with the gold to the white. And in between each time, he's going to mikvah and washing his hands. Gold to white to gold. Five times. And there's no machlokas about what he does in the white clothing, in the four clothing. Right? The first changing into the white clothing, he does the massive amount of the Avodas Hayom. And the second change of the old into the white clothing, he goes back inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he takes out the machta, and he takes out the pan. That everyone agrees to. And we all know what he does when he wears the first, the big day love in the morning, he's doing the Trumas HaDeshen, he's doing the Tamid Shel Shachar, he's doing the Ketores, he's fixing the Neiros inside. That's no problem. The problem is that there's unclarity, is that where does he do, number one, where does he do the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim? In gold, in where he's wearing gold number three, or in the third change into the gold, or in number five, at the end? When does he do the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim? So that's a machlokes in the Rambam. Rambam says during number three, Tosfos and Rashi say during number five. There's also, there's Karbanos, there's Musafim. There's a Korban Musaf that's brought. And the Korban Musaf on Yom Kippur has a lot of Korbanos. There's one Seir that goes outside. There's seven Kvasim. There's an Ayil. And there's a Par. Well, when does he do that? Where does he do it? Then there's another two Ayil, other two Rams. There's Ailo and Elaam. When does he do those? Right? And there's also the Emuri Chatas. Remember, we just left the Kohen Gadol, who just took out all the innards of the Chatas, the two Chatos, and he put them in the cup, and we had a whole thing, what's he doing, we bring it up, when does he put those on the Mizbeach? So those things are all kind of missing in the process. So there's a major machlokos as how we get, where we get to do all those, we do all those things. So it's going to be, we'll see, charts and everything, okay. So now, Mishnah says, now what ended up happening, they brought the Kohen Gadol, remember where we left the Kohen Gadol, he was, came out, he can read the Sefer Torah. The Torah, and the Mishnah said, he can either read it while he's wearing his white clothing, or he can change into his old clothing. So im big day puts, if he's wearing the linen clothing, he's wearing the white clothing, the Korah, if you read the Sefer Torah wearing his white clothing, so then after he reads, kidesh yado viraglav, he washes his hands and feet, right, pashat, he takes off the white clothing, yarad v'tavol, he goes into the mikvah, and yarad v'tavol, olav and estapik, he comes up and he dries himself off, the vilo big day zahav, he brings his gold clothing, vilavash, and he washes and he puts them on. Vikidish of the Varaglav, and he washes his hands again. I mean, in between every time he changes clothing, he's washing twice, taking off and putting on. We had that machlokas earlier. Okay. Now, the Yatza, he goes out. Of course, where is he going out from? He's in the Ezra's Nashim. It should be the Nichnas. He's going in. Okay, so he's coming. He's going because he's reading in front of everybody. So it's the Yatza from the Ezra's Nashim back into the Azara. The Asa es Elo. Then he has this, there's a ram that he has to do his Elo. That's an Ola, the Kohen Gadol. The es Elaam, and there's an Ola that's done on behalf of the nation. The es, that's two things he does. The Shivas Kvasim Tamimim Bnei Shana. Ah, he brings the seven Kvasim, which is the Korban Musaf. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. He brings parts of the Korban Musaf. Now, this is when he's wearing the gold clothing on change number three. Right? He's on change number three. He came out, so change number three with gold clothing. So, but third tefillah with big days of, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's when he's doing the Korban Musaf. Rabbi Kiva Omer even says, no. Im Tamid Shel Shachar, how you crave him. He would bring the Korban Musaf with the Tamid Shel Shachar, meaning wearing gold in change number one. All the way back in the morning, that's when you bring the Korban Musaf. Now we have a problem over here of what this word Upar Ola. It says here, it says, Paro Ola, Vinzir Hanase Bechutz, how you crave him, Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So the question is, do you read it as follows, Rabbi Kiva? Do you read it, Im Tamid Shel Shachar, how you crave him, Upar Ola, which means the Paro Ola goes in the morning? Or do you read it, Tamid Shel Shachar, how you crave him, the seven Kvasim, and the Paro Ola, the Sir Hanase Bechutz, how you crave him, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim? Well, we'll get to that, where does Paro Ola go? But okay, according to Rabbi Kiva, you see a major machlokes right away. Where's the Korban Musaf? According to Rabbi Kiva, the Korban Musaf is brought, at least majority part of the Korban Musaf, is brought all the way in the beginning, before he even starts the Avodah Sayom, brought by the Tamid Shel Shachar. And according to Rabbi Lazar, the Korban Musaf is now brought, later in the day. Okay, we'll see what's going on. So the Gemara then, the Mishnah then says, Kidesh Yadav V'Raglav, then he washes his hands and feet, Upashad, he takes off the gold clothing, the Yar V'Tavo, goes to Mikvah, V'Olav V'Nestabig, and he comes up and dries himself off, he view the fun of Lavan, V'Dei Lavan V'Lavash, he puts on the white clothing again, V'Kidesh Yadav V'Raglav, and he washes his hands and feet again, Nichlas, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, L'Hotzi Esakafe Samachta, to bring out the spoon and the bowl that he left inside for the Torah. Everyone agrees that's what's done. Question is, that's what tomorrow's daf, that's not the order of the Psukim, which we've seen already, so tomorrow's daf will explain why that pasuk goes out of order. Pasuk basically goes out of order, spoiler alert, because we want to make sure you get 5 changes of clothing and 10 hand washing, so that's a halacha that we know. So in order to do that, you got to move it around to make it after he does some stuff in the gold clothing. So that's fine. So that's number 4. Then, Tvila Chamishis, Kidesh Yodav Baraglav, he goes and washes his hands and feet again. Upashat, he takes off the white clothing. V'yorad V'taval, and then he goes to the mikvah, right? Olav and Estabig, comes up and washes himself, and dries himself off. He gets the gold clothing. Kidesh Yodav Baraglav, washes his hands and feet again. V'nechnas Lahatik Ketorish Ben Arayim, then he goes into the Kodesh to light to offer the Ketorish, and Ulahatik Vesaneros, and to light the candles. The Mishnah does not mention the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So that's why you have a machlokas. Where's the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim? In number 3 or number 5? What's good? There's no, it doesn't mention the carbon, Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Right? You have to bring a carbon tamid in the morning, a carbon tamid in the afternoon.
Where? That's the last thing he does during the day,
though. So that's what some say, right? Since that may have to be late, but maybe not. Maybe it's like Pesach, where you have a heter, because there's a Vodas Hayom. Listen, it's machlokas, we're showing him on that, so it's not going to be so pasha. Right? So the Kiddush Yodav Baraglav, then he finishes that, he washes his hands and his feet, Upashat, takes off the gold clothing, now he doesn't have to go into mikvah, because he's done, right? Hevilo Bigde Atzmo, they bring him his own clothing, Vilavosh, he puts on his clothing, Umelabin also Beso, and everyone accompanies him to his house, Viyotav Hayosel Alavav, I guess at night he makes this big party, and they would sing, Emesman Adar, Yakoin Godol, right? Vishar Sheyotza, Vishalom, and Akodesh, when he would leave out in peace, having done everything, they would make this big party. What?
Whether
you
die?
So it probably didn't die. Whatever. The you can take you and your history are ruining my Gemara. So that's it. Okay. So Ibai Lahu. There were those who died. The Gemara tells a case of the person who was kicked in the back and but not all of them.
The guy was killed by the Asherah.
Right. Not all of them. Most of them did it right. They were scared. They did it right. The changing of all the Kohanim was because of politics and
money.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably still have.
Sorry?
You probably still had the Suda.
Yeah, of course they had the Suda. They were saved. They were alive. They did it. Everyone had the Suda. So Yibayilu. Okay, we're going back to Rabbi Kiva.
They'll keep that later.
Right, they're going to get back to Rabbi Kiva. Remember, essentially, Rabbi Kiva said that the Musaf is brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and then it mentioned the Parha Ola. So we didn't know if the paraolo is going on the first, no, we put the comma. Is the paraolo going that it goes into the with the musafim in Tamach al Shachar, or the paraolo going on the Se Ayur Nasa Bechutz, which is the leftover musafim? The musaf is broken up into a bunch of pieces, right? You have the par, the ayol, the seven kvasim, and the sarir chutz. So we just said that the sahir part of the musaf is the afternoon tamid. The seven kvasim is the morning tamid. What's this paraola? Is it the morning tamid or the afternoon tamid? That's what the Gemara says. Yibay lehu, heichi ka'amar. What did Rabbi Kiva say? Im tamid shal shachar, you crave him? Right? That you would say that the seven kvasim go with the tamid shal shachar. Again, the four parts of the musaf. So the seven kvasim go with the tamid shal shachar, and then paraola and sahir nasa lechutz come with the tamid shal bein arbayim. Odilma, or do we halchi ka'amar? This is what it said. Im tamid shal shachar, you crave him, the seven kvasim, u paraola. And the paraola was with it as well into the morning tamid bahadayu with them. The sarah nasa bechutz, and the only part of the korban musaf which went with tamichal ben arba'im was the sarah nasa bechutz. The sarah nasa bechutz im tamichal ben arba'im. That's a question. Vesu, and another question we have about this paraola the Rabbi Eliezer de Sharye Amos Abigle. This paraola that Rabbi Kiva mentioned, we're not sure if it goes in the morning or the afternoon. Rabbi Eliezer never mentioned it. The only thing Rabbi Eliezer mentioned was the seven kvasim go in the third tvila. But where does he say the, what about the part of the Musaf of the Paraola? The Paraola, Rabbi Lezer, the Sharia, Amos Abiglay. Vesu, and another question. Being the Rabbi Lezer, being the Rabbi Kiva, Emur Chatas, Amos Abiglahu. When did they burn the fats of the Chatas that were sitting there in the bowl? Doesn't mention in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, you're right. Lo Mishkachas lot mitankata mi sakanta. You're not going to find the order of the day for either Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. Ella, Ola Rabbi Lezer, you're going to find the Shita of Rabbi Lezer is laid out the Tana de Beis Shmuel in a Brisa torn in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, which is already difficult because Brisos are from Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Shmuel is a Beis Medrash in Bavel. So how are they having Brisos? They have Brisos, that's very difficult. And number two, where are you going to find Rabbi Akiva? Ola Rabbi Akiva, Kidi Tosefta, which is also, the Gemara never quotes using the word Tosefta. I always say Brisa. It says, I'll tell you that you have to learn Mishnah, Brisa, Tosefta, but it doesn't quote straight Tosefta, which is it's an odd occurrence that the Gemara is going to say, you'll find Rabbi Kiva Shita in the Tosefta. Okay, so now we're going to go figure it out. The Tanya de Shmuel, we learned in the Brisa was taught in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer Omer, just to add confusion to it, the Gra over here, the Gra says that there are two Shitas in Rabbi Lezer. There's Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah, and there's Rabbi Eliezer in this the Tana de Beis Shmuel. I mean, the Gemara says they're not the same.
Is it the same thing with the two
Rabbi Kivas? Okay, yeah, well, I'm doing Rabbi Eliezer right now. Yeah, the Gemara says it's not the same. We're going to go Pashtus. It's the same that the Rabbi Eliezer in the Beis Shmuel is the Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. This way, we'll have some clarity. Right, the Tana de Beis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says after the third tefila. Remember, after the third tefila, he. After the third tefillah, which is what he does go back from the white into the gold, he did all the stuff for the day, the Yom Kippur Avodah, goes out, now in the third tefillah, what does he do? He's wearing gold. He's Yatzav Asa Elo, which is another carbon, his ram, the Elaam, and the Isle of the Nation, the Emur Echatos, and now he's Makar the Emur Echatos, that takes care of that problem. Ava Paraola, the Paraola, which Eliezer didn't mention in the Mishnah, where does that go? The Shivas HaKvasim, Besari Nasav Echutz, all the Korbanei Musaf, not just the seven kvasim, the paraola and the sarin asa v'chutz, that's in Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, that he would do with the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, which according to Rashi would be in the fifth, at the very end, which would be at the fifth, after the fifth change of clothing. That is Rabbi Lezer, we answered all his questions, that's his order. So now we go to Rabbi Kiva, the Tosefta, Mahi. What's the order according to Rabbi Kiva that you're quoting me from the Tosefta? The Tanya, the Brisa says as follows, Rabbi Kiva Omer, paraola, which is the one that we had a question on in our Mishnah, which was ambiguous, where it went in the morning or in the afternoon, paraola, v'shivas hakvasim, in tamid shel shachar, you crave them. Clear? They would go all the way to the beginning, tamid shel shachar. Right, shenamar, why does he say? Because the pasuk says, this is not the pasuk in Yom Kippur, it's the pasuk of Kogmat the Korbanim Musaf, it says, mulvad olas haboker, asher olas hatamid, mission the main point, ta'asu is eila. You would do the eila, meaning the Korban Musaf goes along with the olas haboker, asher olas hatamid. So he would take the Korban Musaf, and he moves it to the Tamid Shel Shachar, but not all of it. Remember, he's only taking now the Paraola and the Shivas HaKvasim. he still has the Sayer, an Ayo, and the Sayer Chutz, which I guess is being pushed to later. We'll see that in a moment. The Akar Kach, and after he brings all this, the Karban Shosh Akar, and the Musaf, the Akar Kach Avodas Hayom, then he does the Yom Kippur Avodah in the white clothing, change number two. Okay, the Akar Kach, is all Rabbi Kiva, and after he changed number two, and he'll change number three, then it's Sahar Nasa B'chutz, then he brings the Sahar Chutz, which is another one of the part of the Musaf. Shenamar, why is he splitting up the Karban Musaf that way? Shenamar, because there's another Pasuk, but says by the Musaf of Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, Si'ir Izim Echel Chatas, one seer for Chatas, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, which is brought after, Milvad means after, it's brought after the Chatas of Yom Kippur. So the Chatas of the Musaf has to come after the Chatas of Yom Kippur. The Chatas of Yom Kippur is brought in the white clothing in change number two, so he has the Chatas of this Musaf brought afterwards, which would be in change number three. The Achar Kach, this again Rabbi Kiva is continuing, but Achar Kach, and after he brings this Sayer that's done outside, right, the Sayer, the series of Chatas, right, the Achar Kach, Ailo ve'elam, the ram for him and the ram for the nation. The Akar Kach, and after that, so this is all in change number three, right? The Akar Kach, emure chatas. That's when he brings up the fats that were taken from the chatas that were brought inside. The Akar Kach, and then he goes to Tefillah Revius and he goes inside and he gets the pan from inside. The Akar Kach, and the fifth one, he brings Tamar Shabbat Arvayim basically by itself. Tamar Shabbat Arvayim, that's what you like it, Mati. That's the end of the day. Tamar Shabbat Arvayim, and you're done. Okay. That's the setup. Very confusing. You got to look at the charts to hold cop as to what the... The art school has a chart?
Yeah.
Okay, the art school has a chart. Oh, beautiful. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so my time with Rabbi Elazar. What's the reason behind Rabbi Elazar? Remember, for Rabbi Kiva, we gave a reason why he took the Karban Musaf and brought at least most of the Karban Musaf, minus one, he brought it all the way to the Tamish al-Shachar. Why does Rabbi Kiva hold that all the Karban Musaf come at the end by Tefillah Chamishis with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim? Why does he bring them all back? Rabbi Kiva had the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk said, he said, Milvad Olas HaBoker, Shel Olas HaTamid, Tatsuas Eila, which means the Musaf goes with the Olas HaBoker. So the Gemara says, my time, Kidiksiv, he says it's simple. Rabbi Lezer says it's simple. Let's look at the Chumash and go in order. We have Vayikra, and then we have Bamidbar. Let's do all of Vayikra first, and then we'll do Bamidbar. Bamidbar is Tamar Shel Ben Arbayim, also Tamar Shel Shachar, but that, you know, goes first all the time. So the Tzeder Yom will be all of Vayikra, which will do all the stuff for Yom Kippur, and only afterwards we'll get to the stuff that's said in Sefer Bamidbar, which is the Tamar Shel Ben Arbayim. Right, my time with Rabbi Lezer, Avid, the Kohen Gadol, do Kedeksiv, like it says in the Torah. Avid Bereish, the Torah's Kohanim. First we'll do everything that's mentioned in Torah's Kohanim, which is Vayikra, right, which Avodos Hayom, and then... which is it hasn't had the big day lavan in the Tefillah Sheni, the Elo the Elaam, the Haktaras Emurichatos, which is with the big day zav in the fourth Tefillah, then the third Tefillah, then the fourth Tefillah goes back inside to get the pan, and the fifth Tefillah the Hadar at the end with the Tefillah Chamishis of the Bichumash Begudim. He does what's done in the Book of Numbers, what's said in Bamidbar. Right, the Rabbi Kiva, right, who says that the Korbanos Musaf are brought with the Tamash al Shachar. What's his reasoning? He gave us a reasoning already. It said, Milvad alas haboker, asher alas hatamid, tasuas eila. Along with the Tamid Shal Shachar, tasuas eila, which is the Karban Musaf, alma musafim im Tamid Shal Shachar avidlu. The Karban Musaf goes along with the Tamid Shal Shachar. Rabbi Eliezer, what's he going to do with this pasuk? Rabbi Eliezer will hold that the musafim, including the Sayer Nasa Lechutz, right? Everything goes with the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim with the fifth tefillah. So it seems that the aisle, everything goes at the end. So a pasuk said, Milvad chatas hakipurim ha'avilei. Right, there was a pasuk that said that you have to take the sa'ir, part of the musaf, to go right after the chatas of Yom Kippur, which would mean it should go in number three. Why is that not, so he should, that at least should be number three. Why is that pushed to number five? So he says he doesn't learn that from that pasuk. He learns something else in the pasuk. He learns, Ahumi Baile, Amasha Zemechaper, Zemechaper. He says, he comes to teach us that which the carbon of Yom Kippur, the power and the sayer of Yom Kippur, what it provides kapara for, so too the sayer of the Musaf is providing kapara for the same thing. This is a Gemara in the first daf from Sechah Shavuos, which teaches us that, we can go to Rashi. Rashi says, Amasha Zemechaper, Bimasnisin de Perakam de Shavuos. It's the first Mishnah in Shavuos, right? You tell somebody learning Shavuos, they all think they're learning about oaths. And they start learning about Tumah Tara and Yom Kippur and Yedius Tumah for the first 14 blah, and they go crazy, right? And it has nothing to do with the holiday of Shavuos, Right? So, right? It's not Shavuos, it's Shavuos. Or maybe it's Shavuos, whatever it is. Right. One's with a Patach, one's with a Shavuos. He says, Amash Zemechapir, B'masnis in the Berakam de Shavuos, Dorish Lehachin. You learn like this. Al Sheyesh Bo Yediyah B'Sof, Ve'em Yediyah B'Tchila. Talking about the whole thing that these Karbonos are providing Kapar for, is for someone who's defiling the Beis HaMikdash. He's walking in when he's Tamei. The only thing that provides Kapar for our sins was the Sar HaMishtaleach, was the Sar that went to Azazel. All these other Karbonos that the Kohen did in the beforehand, that we did inside and sprinkled the blood, that's all for Tumah. But the problem is those certain Karbonos, certain times, that those Karbonos only gave you Kapara if you had if you knew what you were doing when you became Tamei. Let's see inside Rashi. Va'al sheyesh bo yediyah b'sof, be'ein bo yediyah b'tchila, sayir anase b'chutz mechaper. So the karbonos that were done inside, that was done for the person who knew originally that he was Tamei, went inside, and then came out and realized he was Tamei. What happens if he knew he knew in the beginning he went inside, but he never knew, but he forgot about it, and then he came outside, he had no yediyah, he didn't know. So that, the sayir anase b'chutz gives kapara. That's a sarnas v'chutz for the Kohen Gadol. And that kapara is provided for Am Yisrael with the sayer of the Musaf, the tzirchatas of the Musaf. Just what that one provides kapara for, this one's also providing kapara for. Right? So that's what he learns that. He says, Milvad chatas akshirizim echa v'chatas, which is the Musaf that's done for Klal Yisrael, Milvad chatas akipurim, includes, it is the same thing as the chatas kipurim. So that chatas that's done outside for the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, which is mechapir for tumah that he lacks the yediyah at the end, the Bnei Yisrael get that kapara with the sayer chatas of the korban musaf. That's what he learns. It has nothing to do with the order. It just has to do with what it provides kapara for. So right, hahumi boyle mash zemechaper zemechaper. Okay. So now we have Rabbi Yehuda, we have Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer, based on their own on those brisos. Now the Gemara is going to bring the continuation of the Tosefta, which we quoted Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva had the Karban Musaf at the Tamid Shel Shachar, except for the Sa'ir of the Karban Musaf, which was brought at Tefillah number 3 after the Big Day Lavan, because he has this juxtaposition that comes the Pasuk that comes after the Chatos of Yom Kippur. So, but Rabbi Yehuda says Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Kiva, he says, only one of the seven kvasim is brought by the Tamid Shel Shachar. He says, Echad Kariv in Tamid Shel Shachar, Vishisha in Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. He splits up the seven kvasim, according to Rabbi Kiva. It says only one is brought by the Tamid Shel Shachar, and six of them are brought later on in the afternoon with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And then Rabbi Lazar of Shimon Omer, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon says, Mishmo the name Rabbi Kiva, which is interesting because Rabbi Lazar is the one who is arguing with him. So this is Rabbi Lazar saying the name Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Lazar is explaining Rabbi Kiva. He says, Shishuk Reim Tomer Shal Shachar Be'echen Tomer Shal Bayin. Six are brought in the morning of the seven kvasim of the Musaf. Six are brought in the morning, and one is brought in the afternoon. So they're splitting up the seven kvasim. Either one, Rabbi Kiva said, seven in the morning. Rabbi Yehuda says, for Kohen Rabbi Kiva, one in the morning, six in the afternoon. And Rabbi Lazar says, name Rabbi Kiva, six in the morning, one in the afternoon. Why are they splitting it? Okay. So my time of the Rabbanan. What's the reason for the Rabbanan here would be Rabbi Yehuda, who says, I guess, my time Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar, who split the Karbanos. Why are they splitting the Karban Musaf between the morning and the afternoon? You should come as a group. At least the Shivak Vasim should come as a group. So Gemara says, Treikai Koreksivi. There are two psukim that are written. One pasuk says, and the pasuk says, Milvad alas haboker ta'asuas eila. Besides the olas haboker, do these, which is what Rabbi Kiva learned, which means that the Karban Musaf should be brought along with the Tamid Shel Shachar. So that makes you sound like it goes to the Karban Shachar. All right, Uksiv, and then one pasuk says, the pasuk says in Achimos, that after the Kohen Gadol does the Avoda in the Big Day Lavan, he says, V'yatza v'asa es olakso v'es ola sa'am. He comes out, and he does the ola and the ola sa'am. So here you see that the Musafim seem to be done, the list of the Musafim are done after, which is actually Tefillah Shlishi, which might be the Rambam, they're done after the Avoda Sayom. Hilkach, therefore, Ovi minayu hachi, and minayu hacha. So then you're going to do some of the morning, some in the afternoon. Because one pasuk says seems to indicate you do the musafim in the morning. One pasuk seems to indicate you do the musafim after you do the avodas of Yom Kippur. So what do? We'll split it. Like we do, that's how he says we're going to split it. Okay, so how are you splitting it? Why does one say you split six and one, and one say you split one and six?
Why don't we do it like we do it every single other time?
Yeah.
In other words, if you have a Shabbos, and you have musafim on Shabbos.
Right.
Or
Rosh. Right, because there's different psukim here. That's the problem.
I understand, but time-wise, why should it make a difference? It doesn't look like it makes from the...
I don't know. Is there my cloak to Rekiva Lazar about when you do the Korban Musaf on Shabbos? Because the pasuk that Rekiva brought, I don't know, the pasuk that Rekiva brought is not a Yom Kippur pasuk. It's a Musaf pasuk. Right, right. That's the Kaila pasuk. It's a... So
right,
that's
because of a separate problem.
Right, so I'm saying, but if that pasuk applies, I'm saying if that pasuk applies to Yom Kippur, does that pasuk apply on Shavuos also? Does that pasuk apply on Shabbos?
I don't know.
Right, that's a good question. I don't know.
The only time it says it like that.
I know, but Rekiva's now.
It says it in different ways.
I know, but Rekiva's bringing that pasuk to prove it onto. So why does he bring that pasuk to prove it on Rosh Hashanah? I don't know, maybe he does. I don't know. I don't know.
I was thought that there was a certain time, everybody right. did, that was what was done throughout the. The only problem we have is over here trying to make this fit.
I always stay away from that. I always thought.
I don't know. It's a
good idea. All right. So what's the machlokas? Why is there a split now? Can we understand now why they're splitting the Korban Musaf? Because there are two psukim. One seems to indicate the Musaf comes in the morning. One seems to indicate the Musaf comes after the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So now why is the machlokas 6 to 1 or 1 to 6? What's that? So B'mai Kamiflagi, what's the machlokas? Rabbi Huda Savar, Rabbi Huda said that you do, right, Rabbi Huda, just make sure, Rabbi Huda who says that you do one in the morning and then six later on, Rabbi Huda Savar, Avichad, do one to be Mekayim de Mitzvah. Right, Kedeksiv, Mu'vad al-Asavoker, so now you have Mekayim de Mitzvah, V'hadir Avir Avodas Hayom, then do the Avodas Hayom, Dilmo Chusha Cholish Kohen Gadol. We want the Kohen Gadol to be strong to make sure he does the Avodah of Yom Kippur properly. That's the Avodas Hayom. So do one to be Yotzi the Pasuk, maintain his vigor to do all the Avodah Yom Kippur. Now, if he still maintains his strength, do the other six. And if not, so somebody else will pick it up. But now let him do, and maybe he holds that the Avodah, the non-Yom Kippur parts can be done by somebody else. So do one to be behind the Pasuk, have the strength to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And then afterwards, if you still have strength, do the other six korbanos, the other six animals. Right? Dilma Chush going on. Lezer, Rav Shimon Savar, why does he say six and then one? He says, Kevan de Atchil, well, once you start, do as much as you can. Kevan de Atchil of Ashisha, do as much as you can. Why? Because maybe Dilma Pasha, maybe you're gonna get weak, and then you won't complete the Korban Musaf.
Right.
It's going to be the exact opposite of Svara. You'll be negligent, you won't do the other ones. At least this way, you have six done. You only have one later, because you have to be Makai and the Pasha. I don't say he's still. If you're still going to be negligent, you're still not going to do that one. It's also part of the chiyuv. Okay, the legabe I. Why are you only concerned about him being negligent and not doing the korban musaf? You're not concerned about his negligence for the avodas hayom because the legabe avodas hayom zorisu. For the avodah yom kippur, he's going to be zoris. He just spent 7 days, learning it in seclusion, doing all this stuff. That he's not going to be negligent about. But perhaps he'll be negligent about the korban musaf. Therefore, get as much as you can done in the morning. Still, but if you get as much as you can done in the morning, if you're negligent, you're still going to miss one in the afternoon. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring as follows. The problem was, both according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, when we bring the Karbanos on Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah and the Braisa was brought, they speak about an El Ha'am, right? There's only one aisle that's brought for the people. That's the aisle that's mentioned in Achrimos. The problem is, there's another aisle mentioned in the Korban Musaf. So theoretically, there are two aisle, the two aisles that should be brought. But our Mishnah, the Brisa of the Beis Shmuel, and the Tosefta for Rabbi Kiva only mention one aisle. Because there's a machlokes as to whether or not the aisle that's mentioned in the Chumash HaPekudim in Bamidbar is the same aisle that's mentioned in Achrimos. So these two shitos clearly hold it's the same aisle. Because they're only mentioning it once. It says, the Kuli Amamiyas Chad Aylhu. Come on, who does that go? That's Kerebi. That's like a Yehuda Nasi, that goes like Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, Ayel Echad, there's only one ram that's brought. Ha'amor Khan, the one that said here in Parshas Achimos, Hu Ha'amor B'chamus HaKudim. It's the same ayel that's mentioned in the Book of Numbers, that's mentioned in Ban Midbar. But Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, which is interesting again, the same Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Shnei Ayelim Heim. No, the Torah mentions an ayel Ma'yikra and an ayel Ba'midbar. He's supposed to bring two. Shnei Ayelim Heim, Echad Amar Khan, the Echad Amar, the Chumash Abed Kudim. So Mar says, okay, so that's that machloka. So my time, the Rebbe, where does Rebbe know that it's only one ayel? That the ayel mentioned in Ba'yikra is the same ayel that's mentioned in Ba'midbar. My time, the Rebbe, Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, in Achrimos, by the Karbanos on Yom Kippur, it says, Ayel Echad. It specifically says there's one Ayel. So that's only going to be one. The Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, he says, no, Echad doesn't mean only one. Echad means Miyuchad Sheb Edro. You bring an Ayel, the best one from your flock. So there's no Lima that says it's only one. So therefore there's one in Achrimos and one in Bamidbar. So where does Rebbe learn that the Ayel that's being brought has to be this pristine, beautiful Ayel? The Rebbe Nafgo may he learns it out from the pasuk that talks about bringing korbanos beis hamikdash. The pasuk, I think it's in Yitzchak Devarim, Perikid Beis. It says Shama Taviu v'chol mivchar nidreichem, from the choices, from the best of your nidreichem. I so Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Why doesn't he learn it from there? Why is he learning it from Echad? He says because chab v'chol v'chabim davar. That pasuk in Devarim is talking about when you bring a korban as a voluntary offering. If you bring it as a voluntary offering, that one you have to bring. That teaches us that you have to bring it from the best. Now, in another pasuk to teach me for my obligatory offerings, it has to be the best. And the Gemara says utzrichi and leaves it at that. But what's the sukkah utzrichi? What would I need? Look at Rashi. Rashi says utzrichi sheyesh das netiya lomar nedava mucheres. You might say, if I'm bringing a gift, don't bring a gift, haphazard. Bring a real gift. You bring a gift. Don't give a beautiful gift. Right. The yesh das netiya lomar nedava mucheres kedesh demeku velas baratzon. Because someone would accept it. The Yesh Das Note, and others say, no, you have an obligation, you bring the best. The Yesh Das Note, Omer Chova Tihi Mufcheres, Kadesh Yotzi De Chova Sayotho, that you can fulfill your obligation the best way possible. Therefore, if it only said it by the Nadava, you would say, oh, by the Nadava, I have to bring the best. Therefore, I have to have Echad to teach me by the Chova, you have to bring the best. If it only said Echad, I think only by the Chova, you have to bring the best. Therefore, it says it again by the Nadava, to teach you even by the voluntary offering, you have to bring the best. Okay? Very confusing because of the charts. The charts are very helpful. We'll pick up tomorrow with Har Gemara as well. Okay. Everybody have an excellent day.